It has been a difficult day. The torpedo guidance system failed. It was my fault.
You're excused.
Is something wrong?
It has been a difficult day. I designed that guidance system.
Worf, calm down.
Perhaps you were right.
I think you're under more stress than you'd like to admit.
If you will excuse me.
I didn't mean right now.
From the snowy peaks of the Rocky Mountains, through the harsh Colombian jungle, and all over the damn American South, this is Extra Life Radio.
Hey, this is Scott Kurtz. I am the creator of PvP, and I am calling to say that you're listening to Extra Life Radio.
Hey ho, everybody. Welcome back to another fine episode of Extra Life Radio. This is the official podcast of myextralife.com. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We're sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and by YouByNow.com. Both great organizations. Go check them out. And, you know, give us some love because that helps us stay on the air. I'm Scott Johnson, by the way. Today is Tuesday, July 31st, 2007. Welcome back to the show. This is kind of an interesting one. Because of who our guest is. Let's just jump right into it. Before I introduce him, let's talk about the usual folk. Obsidian from Commission Comic joins us once again with his light and knowledge. Hello, Obsidian, and welcome to the show.
Hello, Scott. How are you tonight?
Really good.
I'm doing good.
Wrong Scott, damn it. You're supposed to stay quiet for a minute. I'm kidding.
I'm speaking to the fat and old Scott.
Oh, all right. Well, then that's me. Speaking of fat and old, Brian joins us from MissionDeep.com. Brian, hello.
You saw
The Simpsons, didn't you, today?
I did. I just got back from The Simpsons, actually.
Oh, you're fresh.
Not more than 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, fresh from the movie. Good, because we're going to be talking about that here shortly. Now let's welcome our special guest who has not been on the Extra Life Radio Show and podcast since show 49, nearly 100 shows ago. Scott Ramsumer of VG Cats fame, one of the finest webcomics on earth. Scott, welcome back to the show.
Is it safe to talk now?
Absolutely. You can say anything. It's good to have you back. I have to tell you, show 49 is kind of infamous because for a while there, people couldn't get it. We had some switchovers on servers. Now they can get it. Now it's some people's favorite show because that's the first time they heard it. Got a lot of VG Cats fans back then, so this is a bit of a reunion, and we're glad to have you here, despite the fact that you're coming all the way from Canada, and your microphone came out of an old dirty sock drawer, you admitted before the show started.
Yeah, it was stolen from the hobo before that. So,
yeah, it sounds good.
That was what I got.
Yeah, you're all right. You sound like you're in a war zone, but I'm fine with it, because we're, we're just happy to have
well,
you here.
It is Canada.
Yeah, it is Canada, that's true.
But I'm bumping.
Here in America, we do things just a little bit different. I'm having deja vu. I swear half the stuff I'm going to say tonight will be what we said in show 49. I don't know. It's Providence.
Wow, you have a great memory then.
I have good memories. Hey, Obsidian, tell us what day it is. It's important we get this out of the way early and fast. Whose special day is it today?
Well, today we celebrate the birth of our Savior and Lord, Dean Cain.
Dean Cain was born today in 1962, right? 66. Well, anyway, he's 41 years old. And this show is all about the Cain. We've been talking about the Cain for 149 shows or whatever it is.
You know what's funny, Scott? It's that Dean Cain is older than you, but you look so much older than him. Well, how do you explain that?
I can't. I have no explanation. It's very strange.
He's Superman.
Well, he is that. He's Clark anyway. But happy birthday, Dean Cain. May you have many more, at least another 10 or 15, when you're pooped out of the bottom of the porn industry and die in a puddle of your own puke.
But still looking better than Scott Johnson.
Good point. So happy birthday to him. And since we're doing birthdays, I got to just shout these out real quick before we get into the meat of the show. Sebastian, who crafts our fine mashups every week, our little previouslys on Extra Life Radio segments. He turned 27 years old yesterday. He's nearly as old as O.
Yep.
So happy birthday to him. Also, a special happy birthday to Felix Frankenstürster. Frankenstürster, sir. His birthday was today. He shares it with Dean Cain. He is 18 years old. And there you go.
I don't know. Got your whole life out of you, son.
I don't understand why we have all these birthdays, but...
I don't know.
What do you mean, why?
I don't know. Whatever.
People are born. Yeah. It's their
Everybody
birthday.
Has one.
It happens.
Yeah, it does happen.
It happens once a year. That's it.
So Scott Ramsumer, let's just settle right down in our little beanbags and talk a little bit about the state of VG Cats, if you don't mind.
My cat would be in my beanbag.
Yeah, in your beanbag.
Need to update today.
You know what you are, Scott. You are the nemesis of all the comic artists who try to compete in the weekly joystick video game webcomic competition.
I didn't know about that. I put out some stinkers before.
Yeah, I have people all the time that say, people who are actually drawn in there, they say I'd get first place once in a while if Scott Ramsumer would quit putting comics up. So that's don't know what the deal is there. But there you go.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. But are you enjoying the continued success of the strip? Are things going the way you wanted them to go?
Absolutely. I can't believe people are still sticking around for this, even despite my, I guess, almost erratic schedule.
Yeah.
Almost?
Well, we have kind of a...
It sounds like I don't want them there.
We got quite a wad of emails and questions about that very thing. I got people asking, when are you going to... Or see some guy. Oh, we'll play that later. But somebody wanted to know when you're going to go back to your Monday schedule.
But I remember his site said updates. I don't remember if it was Monday or Friday, and it had a laughter right next to it. I mean, yeah. Even when he did have that schedule.
Yeah. Well, you continue to be one of the ones that people watch for. Do you think? I don't know. Do you think increasing the frequency of the strip would do you any good, or do you think keep leaving people hanging like that a little bit is actually a good thing for the comic?
I'd rather just put out strips that I'm happy with that are good quality. Yeah. If I have a strip like, there's one I didn't put out about last week. It was about the darkness, and it was just a very weak joke, and I thought if I published this, it's just going to hurt the overall archives. So yeah. I didn't.
Was it completed? Was it ready to go, and you just decided not to do it?
It was almost to a stage of completion where I just put in so much work and I was so tired that I just went, you know what, this is terrible. I'm not releasing it.
Wow. You're like the Blizzard or id Software of webcomic artists. You won't release it until it's finished. I put poo up all the time that I'm not happy with.
I like that excuse. I think I'm going to stick with that one myself.
Yeah. Brian.
I have about 12 Brian, comics ready.
Brian, please, brother. Don't go there, man.
Yeah.
Don't go there. That's forbidden territory for you, man.
Yeah. No kidding. No, but that's very cool. Now, I know at least in terms of growth and stuff, you get new fans all the time. You got a lot of loyal fans. What do you and I know this all sounds like a press junket type question, but where do you see VG Cats in 5 years, say, from now?
I have no idea where I see it. Yeah. I'll just see the way it goes. It's running it as it goes, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
All by ear.
That's a good way to look at it. I look at Extra Life that way. I look at this stupid show that way. I mean, who knows where...
Stupid show.
Well, I guess
it's
real.
Good.
This show.
Yeah. By the way, we've had all three major Scotts on the show now. We've had you on. We've had Scott Kurtz on. And we've had, of course, me on. But anyway, yeah. The three major Scotts.
Every now and then.
Yeah. Anyway, but that's cool. So, well, we hope there's nothing but continued success and financial reward from your strange mind and your weird comic, which is great.
Well, thank you. And all the same to you as well.
Well, thank
Always
you.
Always make sure to keep out the new strip.
Well, thanks a lot. Yeah, I think we kind of go way back in terms of admiring one another's...
get a room.
Choose
you
your
two.
Word.
Okay. You two guys got a room. I got a question.
Go ahead.
No. In all honesty, it was one of the old GameSpy stuff from way back when. I think it was when the comics was first starting. Is when I started reading your stuff.
Like 2001, probably. Long time.
Yep.
Yeah. Go ahead with your question. We want to hear what you have to say, sir.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mr. Ransomair.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Okay. Am I going to be able to do this?
Yes. I'm trying
to be professional and serious here.
I'm not going to say a word. Brian, pipe down over there.
Okay. Mr. Ransomair, what do you do besides VG Cats? I mean, what else do you do?
I mean,
I mean, no, no. I mean, we all know you play video games, of course.
That was very aggressive. And,
No. Like, I'm not necessarily talking about work. I'm just, you know, what else do you do?
Prostitution. Yeah. Card shark.
You said no work.
I don't know. Not work. No, it's there are a few commission side jobs that I do, and it's mainly VG Cats. It's my primary source of income.
Well, see, you're living the dream. That's awesome. That's way cool.
I'm living a very lazy dream.
Well, do you, this is something we didn't ask you last time you were on, and it's a question that's been burning a hole in my little pocket. And that was, of all of the, and maybe we did ask it, and I just don't remember. So if that's true, then that's how it rolls. But do you have any particular?
It's fixed. I'm not recording.
No. I'm recording. Who is your, if you had to pick one webcomic that just is your biggest influence or the one that you look forward to the most that's out there floating around, whose would
Save
it be?
My Extra Life.
Outside, no, extra life. Don't say mine because I don't want someone other than anyone in this room because I want your honest opinion. Who out there really influences your stuff and makes you, you know, makes you aspire for greater stuff?
Well, when I first started out, it's 8-bit theater.
Yeah.
I know it's a bit of an odd choice, and not too many people, more people should be reading it because his writing is absolutely magnificent. That's actually where the whole layout of the comic started from, the very, very vertical view where the panels kind of kept going and going and going.
Yeah.
I'd look at each strip in terms of an episode rather than just a comic strip.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely the feel you get from your comic. Let's jump right to the question then that's on everybody's mind, and there are a few people who emailed about this as well. You saw Transformers and hated it. Your latest comic seems to express this pretty well. And by the way, the one before with the worms thing, that's about my favorite one in a long time. That was awesome.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, there's nothing I like more than a good bloody blowout joke. Those are always good in my book.
Yeah.
So tell us your thoughts on the movie, if you can crystallize them for the show. What is it about Transformers you think they screwed up, and why is it a crappy movie in your opinion?
I wouldn't even say it's so much as screwing it up. It's just, it was very lazy. There wasn't much thought put into it. It was a very generic action movie, very bland characters. Oh, look here, it's a nerdy guy going for the hot girl. Will she fall for him? I don't know.
Yeah, good
just
point.
Out of nowhere, oh shit, it's Section 7.
Yeah.
We're a secret government organization.
Yeah,
I hated the
You have me enthralled.
Yeah. So do you think, how do you feel about the robots?
Even as the robots?
Yeah.
I thought they were done good. All it's right. just that they were never in it, and they were... words cannot describe how poorly they were written for. I mean, Optimus Prime goes, my bad.
Yeah, good point. He does say that at one point.
Bad.
Yeah, when he broke the thing, the little water fountain, he said, my bad.
Optimus is exceedingly sorry.
Yeah.
My bad.
That would have been better. Probably.
How about this? They're not stumbling around in a rose garden at all, and they're actually continuing on with the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't say I love that piece or that part either. That just seemed a little too
a bad scene.
There are about three separate times in that movie where they're looking and stumbling around for things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you notice that movie seemed boring. It seemed to have a couple of Spielbergisms, if that's a word.
Spielbergisms.
It had, okay, so you got the stumbling around trying to hide the robots in the yard was very E.T.-like, okay? So that was a very E.T. moment. I also think, so you got the kid trying to hide the thing from the parents. And then later, that little frenzy robot running around was a freaking gremlin. I mean, there's
this
just...
True.
There's,
that was forced?
Say, what'd you say? Who, what?
That was pretty forced.
What was?
Well, the small Transformer was a gremlin, in your opinion?
Well, no, think about it. It even sounded like a gremlin. All it did was run around going, and like poking and pinching stuff and throwing things around and acting like a gremlin. It was like a gremlin from Gremlins. You don't think so? Because I was like, oh my gosh, where'd they get the gremlin suit?
No, you're completely right. I've never made that comparison before, but yeah. Now, is that actually supposed to be Soundwave or...
I don't think it's. Isn't it some kind of like a replacement for Soundwave? Kind of a.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, they didn't really sell the Soundwave.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I actually, on the whole, actually really like the movie. So I kind of have an overall opposite opinion of you, but that.
I do have. There are some good points about the movie. I think Bumblebee was well done. Even though, like, I was grim and like, I thought it was funny. But on the whole, it was just. It was very bland.
Yeah. Now, you saw it for the first time. Finally, tell us how you would compare your opinion. What do you think?
I loved it. I loved the movie.
Yeah. Anything you would nitpick about or say that you thought could have been done better or something like that?
Well, I mean, like, it's like everything. I mean, there's, of course, a bunch of stuff I didn't like about it, but I don't know. I mean, I'm just not of the opinion that I have to like 100% of a movie for it to be good. I didn't like the small transformer that came from a CD player. I didn't like that transformer, and I didn't like the noise he made. I mean, the guy jumping up and down, hey, Megatron. No, that was just plain annoying.
Yeah. I expected the sunlight to hit it and it would die. That's how much of a gremlin it was. Sorry, go on.
Did I ever get to talk about this on the show?
No, I'm sorry.
No, you don't. Anyway.
Hang on, Brian. You're next.
But, okay. Apparently, that little transformer was the strongest transformer of it all because he was damn indestructible.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that?
He gets the whole movie and he would come back.
He gets his head ripped off and lives. Jazz gets torn in half and dies.
Yeah, what is that about? That's a good point, dude. Why couldn't Jazz just, this is the problem. You're having an effect on me. You're making me realize all these holes, see? So,
I love the movie, but that doesn't make it perfect. For example, I didn't like the what's his name? Wick-Wicky,
the Shia LaBeouf kid.
Yeah, I didn't like his character. His character because I found him to be completely lacking in charisma. There was just no moment in the movie where I would say, you know, this guy's cool. You know, I like this guy. No, I actually spent most of the movie saying to myself, damn it, I hate this kid. I mean, he gets to have a transformer for a car, a hot chick for a girlfriend, and I hate him. I hate him.
All right, so that's fair.
So that guy, I mean, that guy didn't work for me. And I mean, like that. I mean, there was a bunch of stuff in the movie that I didn't like, but in general, I enjoyed the movie a lot, and I basically got what I was going for, which was Transformers. I mean, I got kick-ass Transformers, and I mean, yeah, sure, the story wasn't exactly brain food, but then again, No, I mean, the story wasn't brain food, but then again. Neither was the animation. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, stuff for geniuses here. It's just a fun movie where you get to see big robots involved in battle. Isn't that what we were going for?
Yeah, but
for?
Don't you think we could have done with... I mean, again, I like the movie, but the only thing I could say bad about it is I wish there was just more of that. And maybe that's just too expensive. Maybe that's not mainstream enough.
Well, it happens. I mean, it happens with everything. And the way I see it or the way I've learned... It's better for people to be wanting more than to have too much. Yeah. So I just had fun.
So
I enjoyed watching
too much.
Too much people, I mean, not enough robots.
Another thing I didn't like is, for example, I for one, I thought the new Camaro looked awesome, but I didn't like the fact that this guy could just change from an old Camaro to a new Camaro at will.
Yeah,
I mean. The guy just, okay, so you don't like the old Camaro? Wazzah! I'm a new Camaro.
Wazzah!
Like, wait a minute. So these guys can basically just change from one car to another?
They can, like, Transformers?
Transforming stuff?
So I'm like, well, at some point, Bumblebee go like, you know what? I don't feel like being a Camaro anymore. I'm going to be a Lamborghini today.
So Brian, you never really laid out your overall sense of the movie. I don't think real strongly on here since we're talking about this again. What do you think?
Overall, I like the movie. Good action movie. But there was plenty of plot holes that just didn't make any sense. And one thing that I really kind of annoyed me was the fact that we had the ability to make Transformers by that secret government agency, wherever the crap it was. Section 7 or whatever that was lame. Yeah. Anyway,
the guy this goes with what you were saying, Brian, and maybe you can explain this to me. Okay, first of all, why did the guy that, you know, was sort of like the director or whatever of Section 7, why was he an idiot?
Oh, I don't know. That's what I want to know. He was absolutely an idiot.
Second, why do I hate that guy so much? I mean, I hate that guy in practically every movie he's in.
I don't know.
He is such a good actor.
He
was awesome in Big Lebowski.
That's what he was was Big Lebowski. I couldn't put my freaking
he's
finger
in Big
on
Lebowski,
it.
Big Lebowski, oh brother, where art thou?
Yeah, he's in a bunch of that stuff. And he always plays a cop. Sorry, go ahead, Brian.
Why were all the Transformers that we were making using that technology, why were they evil?
The Mountain Dew bought at the end, he was a good guy.
Oh, was he? Was the Mountain Dew one a good guy?
Who was a good guy?
The Mountain Dew machine.
Mountain Dew bought. He came up at the end with all the other guys.
I thought he was bad. He was okay. He was good?
Yep.
Well, I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know who. I mean, anything that
actually, I had a theory that answered to that.
Go ahead.
And it's that apparently, if I'm not mistaken, that would make them into Transformers, but they wouldn't have a spark.
Oh.
So they would just basically be mindless machines.
Oh, okay. Like the Xbox the guy was holding and all that.
That still doesn't explain why they would be violent, but there is a psychology theory that states that the natural reaction to a truly innocent being is actually violence.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
I can get really nerdy about Transformer lore and the whole spark and picture thing, but I won't.
Yeah, that stuff can get pretty deep as far as, I don't know. My bottom line is, it's a big, big, loud, fun movie based on a cartoon I was into as a kid, and I was okay with some of the stuff I had problems with on the whole. On the whole, I got exactly what I wanted, which was big-ass robots fighting in the streets.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a perfect movie, but damn it, those Transformers.
And they look... Exactly, they look good.
And you know what I think? I think it's the kind of movie that you need to see more than once. Because personally, when they were fighting in the city, I just couldn't tell one thing from another. I mean, they were fighting. I'm like, okay, who's that one? Who's that one? Wait a minute. I can only distinguish Bumblebee and Optimus because, one was red and the other one was yellow. But then somebody would come in and he's like gray. And I'm like, okay, which one is that? Is that the tank or is that the police guy? No, is that Jazz? Wait, he grabbed me, smashed me against the building.
Who
did he just kill?
The city. What the hell was the idea of taking something to a heavily populated city to hide it?
What to protect the hell? Humans.
Yeah.
Having to protect the American public.
Yeah, we need to protect the humans.
Some shit up.
Yeah, no kidding. I kind of thought
that
too.
Something that didn't make sense is why did... something that didn't make sense to me is, okay, so we got this cube. It's the most important thing in the world. Okay, you, Witwicky, go and give it to the cops?
Yeah.
Yeah, why did they give it to the kid?
They don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, there's some big holes.
Yeah, go up to the building, get on a helicopter, and give it to the cops. Oh, and don't worry about that guy Starscream. I mean, you're going to be in a helicopter. He's in the air, but don't worry about that.
Yeah, don't worry about the gigantic Megatron chasing you up the steps in the freaking warehouse. Forget about all that. You be the one to take the thing. That's ridiculous. They should have nuked it on the spot out in the middle of the desert. There's a million other things they could have done. See, I hate this. Mm-hmm. If you really start thinking, see, that's the problem. This movie...
See, this is why I don't like this movie.
Yeah, you start thinking of some of that stuff hurts.
Just stupid on the whole.
Well,
I mean, it's just fun. If they had given me 2 hours of just robots fighting, I would have fun also.
Yeah, that would have been great. It would have probably made a lot less money because I don't know if my wife would have gone, but hey, I'm not sure she would have.
Oh, yeah, and what, was your wife paying like a $50 million ticket or something?
Well, you never know.
All right, mention she really loved all the sexy shots with the sexy belly girl.
Oh yeah, hanging over the hood, dude. Baby, come back. Anyway, we're gonna take a quick break, but before we do, we got to play this little clip I found over on the Ned at Night show with Leo Laporte. Now, as everybody knows, I've been semi-promised an interview with Leo Laporte for the show for a very, very long time. And he never gets back to me. The guy does not answer his email. I have no problem saying it out loud right here. He's the worst email answerer.
Is there any cheese to go with this wine?
He's worse than O. He's worse than O when it comes to emails. But I still like him, and I hope he comes on. But anyway, he did have this to say while he was trying to use Ustream on his Ned at Night podcast with Amber MacArthur. It's pretty funny. Check it out.
So right now, start broadcast. Hold on a sec. I think we're getting there. Slow and steady.
So exciting. I wonder if we're on the front page. I should go to see the front
page. Yeah, we are.
even though
yeah.
I've been on the front page all day, you know.
Oh, have you?
I started, Extra Life. Get off there, Extra Life. Go away. Shoo.
All right, so there you go, dude. Freaking nice. Shooing us off the front of Ustream, damn it.
Nice.
Bugs me. Anyway, it's all right. He'll be on the show eventually if we can work it out. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more conversation with VG Cat Scott Ramsumer about various topics, including some questions that you, the listening public, had for him. We'll do that in just a minute when our program continues.
Hi, this is Red Boy.
And Absolute Amy.
And you're tuned in to the podcast that lets you be as geeky as you want to be, Extra Life Radio.
I thought that was supposed to be our podcast.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for just sticking with us. We really appreciate it. We're right back here on the show. With us is Scott Ramsumer, of course, Obsidian Brian, and myself. Can we ask some questions, Scott, from the listeners? Is that all right with you?
All right.
Let's do that. Before we do that, did you go to Comic-Con this year or no?
This year, no. We tried to. Yeah. Everything sold out by last day last year.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
So we have an application in though for this year. Sean at Staccato, Brian at Instant Class. No, I'm sorry. Oh my God! I forgot this comic.
Oh man!
I'm just gonna forget I did that.
hopefully, he isn't listening.
But no, we're splitting the booth with a couple of other webcomic guys like Apple Geeks, and we will be there next year.
Oh, cool! Well, look at you guys. Well, on the long cold road to Dragon Con, I thought it'd be fun to give us a quick update of how things went from John Thomason. I almost said Thompson, who is a listener and visited Comic-Con this year and had this to say about the show. Check it out.
Hey, Scott. This is John, also known as JT Arts on myextralife.ning.com. And just letting you know that I went to the Comic-Con this year, attended from preview night all the way to Saturday. Didn't go Sunday because I went over to Long Beach to hang out with my friend's house. But did a lot of cool stuff there, like I got to meet Tim Sale and Darren Cook. And got their signatures. I saw George Takei. I met also an old ELR guest, Jousting Justin. Met him and talked to him over there. Talked about comics coast to coast. And also on Sunday, since I didn't go, I watched The Simpsons inside Fox Studios. So just letting you know about that. Hope you guys have a great show on Tuesday. Bye.
Okay.
Is there a question on there?
No. He's just giving us a report, but I have a question for you. It kind of leads to it. See, it's a good segue. The question is, we got from a listener named Beadhead. That's the stupidest name ever. Beadhead wants to know what you thought of the Simpsons movie. He assumes you've seen it, and if you have, what'd you think?
Hens love roosters, geese love ganders, everyone else loves Ned Flanders.
Not me.
Everyone who counts loves Ned Flanders.
I thought it was great, and I'm definitely going to see it again.
Yeah. Yeah, I did too. I thought it was awesome. Did they meet your expectation? Did they exceed it? Was it about what you expected? What did you think going in?
One of the problems I've been having with Simpsons in the later episodes is it's been too random. There's no character thought from the start of the episode to the end of it. One thing I like about this movie, it's random humor, but it follows a plot, and the characters are thought out.
Yeah. That's true. There's a lot. This seemed like a throwback a little bit to earlier seasons of the show.
So, yeah, I really don't want to spoil too much into this, but yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, good. What did you guys think? Oh, you saw the movie? You saw The Simpsons?
I want to hear Brian's opinion first. I'll give mine after Brian.
Okay, because Brian just got out.
Because Brian just saw it. And second, because Brian didn't seem to like that I gave my opinion on Transformers before he did. So. So why don't you tell us?
Yeah,
Brian?
Yeah. I'm going to start giving you guys tags. All right. Number 415, your turn to say what you think about movie B. Anyway, so Brian, what did you think of you're fresh out of The Simpsons. You just went. Like you showed up for the show right after getting home. What did you think?
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good. They executed pretty well. There were A few things that I thought they were going to do that they didn't do, and that's that they only focused on the Simpson family, which is what I wanted them to do to begin with, but there was a lot of talk about having all of the characters show up. And the only time you really see all the characters is in the like some of these big city scenes, which is great. I thought it was a little heavy-handed with some of the environmental issues they went with.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's typical of Lisa's character, and she was a major character in this film. So
didn't you think that was all tongue-in-cheek, though, all that environmental stuff? I didn't feel like any of it was meant to be taken
sometimes
as like a
message.
Sometimes
I did, too. I felt like most of it was tongue-in-cheek, but every once in a while I felt like the heavy hand was just coming down just a little bit too hard, and I was going, all right, you're getting a little preachy here.
I didn't get that from it. Maybe I assumed sarcasm where there was none, but it seemed to me like they were just making fun of the EPA the whole time.
They did make fun a lot of the EPA a lot.
He was a good character, though.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was a great character, and so was President Schwarzenegger. That was freaking great.
The complaint I have about the Simpsons, which has been going on for years now for me, is. It's like some of these writers who write for The Simpsons never go back and really get a grasp on what the characters truly are, because each one of these characters represent a very diverse person in our culture, you know, whether it be religion or whether it be, you know, political or anything. And I think some of the writers in the later years have just kind of missed the mark on what these characters actually stand for and represent. And especially, I don't want to sound... I don't know, too uptight, but Marge had a part in there where she says a bad word and is totally out of character for her, and I think the joke was just for shock value, and I don't think it was appropriate.
I laughed
and
out
it's
loud.
Not, it didn't offend me.
Yeah.
I laughed out loud, too, but afterwards I was kind of like, you know what? That was kind of cheap.
I mean, it wasn't. In other words, it's not that what she said was offensive. You could hear Mo say it, and you go, okay, well, that sounds like something Mo would say, just not something she would.
It's something that they'd only pull out in a movie, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
That's true.
And they showed Bart's doodle, which I thought was hilarious.
It was awesome.
My wife didn't think that was so funny.
I loved it. That scene was so funny how it just kept covering it and then not covering it.
I had to go to the bathroom right before that scene, so I came back and Bart's naked. I'm like, what did I miss?
that's good great. Stuff. So, sorry, keep going.
But that's just my overall opinion. Overall, I loved it. Thought it was great.
Yeah.
I think some of the script writing could have been better as far as staying a little truer to the characters, but I think that's true of the later seasons anyway. Yeah. I'm just nitpicking, I know, but get over it.
Yeah.
I'm a big Simpsons fan.
All right. Throw in your towel here. What do you think?
Well, I saw it on Monday. My first gripe would be that I had to see it in Spanish, but fortunately, The Simpsons is – I mean, I have to admit, The Simpsons is one of the animations – that is best translated to Spanish. I mean, they translate it very well. I even know a lot of people that actually prefer the Spanish version. I don't.
What does the bee say?
Yeah, what does the bee say when they
actually
it?
They keep him the same.
Oh, I mean,
that's funny.
Keep him the same. I mean, I remember. Do you guys remember Cow and Chicken?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I love Cow and Chicken. Yeah.
Now you remember how Cow would turn into Super Cow, and Super Cow would speak like this sort of. Mumbled Spanish, right?
Yeah.
Now, in the Spanish version, Super Cow would speak this sort of weird English. But no. And the Simpsons Bumblebee man, he just speaks like he speaks and like your version.
Hey!
But anyway, I, as soon as I got home, I watched an online version of, you know, the English version just to see what I was missing. And it was a good translation. Overall, I liked the movie. Sometimes I actually did feel the way Homer said at the beginning of the movie, like, why am I paying for this when I can, you know, watch it for free?
Watch it free. Yeah.
There were a couple of times when I was, you know, like, okay, you know, you guys are in the movie, like, do something big. And and I guess that's just a product of what The Simpsons are, because sometimes you get some episodes in The Simpsons where they just do some huge stuff. So it was really hard to pull off in the movie.
And don't you think were kind of aware of that, and that's why that joke – I mean, that joke was one of the funniest in the whole movie, I thought, because –
Which one?
Homer stood up and told the people in the theater that
– Oh, yeah.
You know, you should
be home. But you're not supposed to feel like it. I mean, you're not supposed to agree with him, and sometimes I did. I think my biggest gripe with the movie was what Brian said. I mean, you got like a ton of characters in Springfield that we've all learned to like love and enjoy, and you didn't use them. I mean, you got a bunch of characters to use, and you didn't use them. And the guy from the EPA, he was totally irrelevant. Now, I mean, I know, sure, it's the Simpson movie, lighten up, whatever. But I for one, for example, I saw Mr. Burns, and like, you know, I would have liked to see more Burns. I mean, I love Mr. Burns, and I would have liked to see, like,
I have two buttons in front of me.
It is getting a spot in the movie, but there's a huge lack of Burns.
Yeah, big lack of Burns. Not enough Willy for my taste. I don't mean parts Willy.
I mean, you can build a Simpsons movie with Mr. Burns. I mean, whatever bad is going on that they have to battle, you can use Mr. Burns for that.
Yeah. That's the thing, though. It's a little bit too predictable just to go to Burns for an evil villain.
Yeah,
they had to really think of something else that was new for this one.
Yeah, if I had to say overall, I actually loved it, thought it was hilarious, and I really can't wait to see it again. To me, I felt like I got the core of why The Simpsons is funny and has always been funny to me. I don't even have I don't share the opinion that The Simpsons has gotten worse over the years. I don't think those people are watching it anymore, but they still talk about it as if it still sucks. That show hasn't been good since season 8. Oh, really? When's the last one you saw? It was around season 8. Well, that's kind of a problem with me. I hate that. But my biggest thing, regardless of that, was that it felt like a really well thought out, funny movie with lots of gags. I would have loved to have seen more characters. I knew that was going to be a problem, though, going in. You got an hour and a half, and you got to do one story, and how are you going to get Willie to say anything? And, you know, I was glad Kent Brockman was in there. And there were a few characters I was glad to see. But, you know, there were plenty that we didn't get near enough comic book guy. We didn't get near enough Mo. I can always handle more Mo. So
that sounds so wrong.
I know it does. But on the whole, I just loved it. I thought it was great. I had a great time. I laughed my head off. And I can't wait to see it again. And my family thought it was great. And, you know, I think on the whole,
what do you think
about
the graphics compared to a weekly?
Well, the graphics.
That was nice.
Yeah, you know what I would say? I would say that the graphics were like...
remember the old Butterfinger commercials?
Yeah, the Butterfinger ads.
Something of that quality. Just the entire movie, that's what it is.
Yeah, it did remind me of that a little bit, but it also had a lot of Futurama stuff. We should play this.
How were the graphics?
How were the graphics?
I just had to play it.
Okay.
That's
Well, no, for example, when they get out of church and they're riding around in the car and they park, there's this one scene where, you know, you can see the car from the front and Marge gets out of the car and says, you know, I'm not dropping this. The car, it just looked so weird. I mean,
it's three-dimensional almost.
To me, the whole movie, I still feel that Futurama has better quality graphically.
I agree.
Well, don't you think that was a choice, though? It felt like a choice to me, like that they could have done it and certainly had the budget and in some minds should have done it. But I saw a lot of that crude looking stuff as a way of saying, look, we can't change the world here. This is what The Simpsons looks like. And if we do
you could have pulled off the quality of Futurama for the car and stuff like that. But to me, the car looked really weird.
That's awesome. I agree with Oh. It did look weird, but I thought it looked weird because, honestly, the theater I went to go see it in, the projectionist was a retard. Because before the movie started, everything was blurry. I went and I told him. I talked to the retard, and he acted like he knew what I was talking about. But apparently he did not, because he went back upstairs, and about, you know, 10 minutes later, he was still fiddling with the thing. He changed the lenses like two or three times, and he couldn't get it to focus. And the thing was never in focus the whole time we watched it. And some of the way it was displayed even looked like it was off angle the whole time I was watching it. So I thought maybe the car was just my imagination. It might have been.
Yeah.
Who knows?
No, but yeah, the car did look pretty funny. I mean, it looked weird.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think a little pee came out when Homer went into the sandbox and was flipping him off like crazy. I thought I was going to die.
That was so funny. I love that. That has to be my favorite part of the movie.
Oh, I was laughing so hard, dude.
Because Homer's character lends itself to being a little more outrageous in a movie, and that's what I wanted to see. Homer being a little bit more outrageous than he could be in, you know, in a weekly series. Yeah. And I think they pulled that off. Yeah. I don't think some other characters could do that. But go ahead.
I thought that was a good choice in the movie. I mean, to focus it so much on Homer.
Yeah.
Because Homer is the strength of The Simpsons. I mean, without Homer, I don't think The Simpsons would be where it is.
Yeah. This can't be a side story about Apu and his nine kids. I mean, it had to be Homer. It had to be the family. It had to be. That had to be the core.
To me, the best part of the movie was Thank You, Boob Lady.
I love that.
It had some moments like that were good. All right, well, there's that question. Boy, we answered that one in a hurried fashion. All right, well, let's ask this. We're going to ask some specific Ram Sumer questions, if you're ready for more of these. We already talked about Transformers, talked about The Simpsons.
I'll have one as soon as you're done with this one.
All right, President asks, this is what this guy goes by, President.
Okay.
Just wanted to ask Scott Ram Sumer. That's my best Bush I've ever done. Just wanted to ask Scott Ram Sumer, what is your favorite online comic after yours, of course? It's kind of like my question, but what's your... Is it the same?
I bet it's going to be the same
it's
one.
It's probably the same, yeah. I could have skipped that
the
one.
Same one? I've been doing a Penny Arcade a lot lately.
Yeah, Penny Arcade's good. It's always good for a laugh. All right, it's sort of the same question, so we'll skip that one. Okay, another guy, his name... I didn't get his name, but he wants to know, when is your compilation book coming out?
Wow, there's been massive delays in that thing. It's finally all drawn, and I've been laying them out. I'm on page 60 now, about 150.
Wow.
So we're hoping for Christmas.
Christmas, oh, sweet. That's not bad. That's
Okay, yeah, Mr.
Times are done. I've just got to get them laid out in the book.
Well, there you go. All right, best
Here's
of luck on that.
Here's a question I'm dying to ask. Yeah. Okay, of course, your answer must... Well, I mean, your answer just might be none, and that will be it, but... throughout what I've seen in webcomics, a lot of people, and I mean, I'm not talking specifically about you, but I have seen many webcomic artists sometimes have either problems with another webcomic artist or with some people on the web or stuff like that. You know, sometimes
I'm not getting recorded saying I have problems.
I love this question.
Absolutely not.
No, this is a great question. Keep going, because I'm curious about this too. The whole webcomic drama.
So,
thing.
Being a webcomic artist myself, Scott being a webcomic artist, and Brian being a webcomic artist, I'm curious to know. I mean, have you ever like gotten into any trouble? Maybe had a problem.
Any fisticuffs?
I'm not asking you to go like, you know, this guy's an ass or anything, but I mean, have you ever like run into any problems or like maybe you know, some rough times with somebody on the web or, you know, maybe some organization that got pissed off at you, stuff like that?
No, basically on the whole it's been a nice experience.
Yeah,
webcomic artists are usually nice people when you get talking to them face to face. It's just there's a lot of shit that goes down when you're going through emails and you have time to write out your witty retort.
Yeah. Do you think who do you think would win in a fight, Scott Kurtz or Tim Buckley? I'm kidding.
This is a strength versus a
don't answer
now.
That.
No, I'm kidding. We don't want to get in that. Thing.
Everybody, there go the emails.
Everybody in the chat room thinks it's thinks Kurtz would win. Just for the record,
this is like E Honda versus Guile.
Well, it depends.
Kurtz is a big fella. And I mean, like, he's just a big fella. He is tall.
Dude, that was the funniest thing I've ever heard on this show. Right then, was that would be like E Honda versus Guile. That is a perfect comparison. You, sir, are a video game freak. That's awesome. Anyway.
Well, yeah, but isn't he also like extremely tall?
He is. He's a big guy.
I'm talking like
just overall
tall.
Who, Kurtz?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like taller than me. I think he's like 6'5", 6'6", or something, or maybe 6'4", like me. But yeah, he's a tall dude. He's a big dude.
Well, I'm scrappy.
You are scrappy. I'll give you that. Okay, I got another question here for you. When are you going to finish Comic 200? Asks an anonymous listener.
Never.
Right after 199.
is this the famous one that you basically pulled and said
it's right over? Yeah.
Yeah, and it's never going to happen, right?
No.
Yeah. All right. I'm all right with that. You were a while back. You were doing this thing where you were going back through archives and then redoing them to more of what you liked. Are you still doing that with old stuff?
I probably stopped when I started using material for the book.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I kept on doing it for a while.
Yeah.
But no one's ever seen it. You will see it on Christmas.
Yeah. No, that's cool. That's nice. Like, you can put that on there as, like, bonus extras and stuff if you want or whatever.
Absolutely.
In fact, 200 should be in there.
One of the problems I had was I lost my comics 1 to 80 of my entire archive a while ago. So the only copies I have are the ones that are up on the web.
Yeah.
So I've been going through and redrawing them.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. So, all right. Let's see. I got one more here for you. What do you think? Oh, this is a good question to general. And we talk about this on the show all the time, but what do you think about the current console race and the video game climate between now and the end of the year? You feel pretty good about things?
I don't see race.
What?
You don't between now and the end of the year?
Yeah. What do you think about gaming between now and Christmas, let's say? Do you feel pretty good about this year?
360 is dominating between now and the end of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd give all the money. You'd give the money to the 360 in terms of... who's gonna...
Absolutely. There are so many good games out right now, and there are so many good games that are going to be coming out by Christmas.
Is that what you're playing most?
PlayStation 3? Yeah. PlayStation 3 doesn't have anything good come out until next year.
Yeah.
Next year is going to be a different story. I might actually have to pick up one when Metal Gear Solid 4 comes out.
Yeah. Do you think anything of this, what's this one called? The Heavenly Sword game looks kind of cool to me. Does that have any interest for you?
I haven't heard of it.
Oh, well, look at you. It's just because it's the Canadian factor, folks.
Yeah. I really do try to sort of keep up to date, but honestly, I haven't read a blog like IGN in ages. All my news comes from like Kotaku Joystick for Color Revolution.
Wow. Well, there you go then.
So I assume what you're playing the most right now is your 360?
Absolutely. My Wii tries to get some love every now and then. Actually, what I've been doing a lot lately is I've been picking up some old PS2 games because they're now in the budget bin.
Yeah, no doubt.
So beginning the games like Ratchet and Clank now.
Yeah. So what are you playing on the 360 primarily? What's your game?
Right now, the last one I was playing was The Darkness, which was a whole lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, the one based on the comic book, right? The Sylvester comic
but
book.
But no, what I'm playing the most on 360 right now is the arcade games. You can download like Bomberman. Marathon is coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
We played Doom for a while.
I'm a huge fan of that stuff. The arcade stuff is just kicking A. And I'll tell you what, dude, if you ever want to get your butt handed to you, I'll play Bomberman with you anytime you want. I'm ready.
Oh, man. Friend of mine, Sean, he's been kicking my butt lately.
Yeah, that's fun. I love that game. Marathon's good.
Know.
Yeah, so that's cool.
You get some confidence up.
Yeah, totally. How do you feel like... so you think the 360 will just dominate this holiday season? You don't think games like Super Mario Galaxy or Metroid 3 or any of that stuff's going to give the Wii an edge?
Brawl, as soon as it comes out, it's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, when it comes out.
I hope to God it makes release date this year.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a big fan of that, as I remember. You're a big fan of the whole the Smash Brothers stuff, aren't you? From a long way back.
Smash Brothers, yeah. I've been playing it since the N64.
Yeah.
Back when the first preview videos for the N64 release, I would watch that thing endlessly.
Yeah. All right, everybody. We are going to take some live calls for the VG Cats man himself. Hey, who's this?
It's
Old Man Frank. Darn it.
That's awesome, darn it. How you doing, dude?
I'm doing pretty darn good. How you doing?
Good. You have a question for Scott Ramsumer today.
Yes, I do, darn it.
You're sure it's not Randy Savage?
Dogs are awesome, darn it.
Yeah, dogs are awesome. All right, so throw us your question. What do you got?
That was my question.
Dogs are... Wait, say, ask it again. Maybe I cut you off. What was it?
Why VG Cats?
Oh.
Not VG Dogs.
Oh, why VG... Okay, so the question... Thanks for the call. The question is, why VG Cats? Why not VG Dogs? What's the... I think we answered this 49 or 100 shows ago, but tell us anyway.
I don't know. I'm unoriginal. Cats are just cuter, that's why.
Yeah. Didn't you tell me once... I think you told me that you did... The cats thing, because you hated drawing people at the time or something. Wasn't that the deal?
Yeah, at the time I had two cats, Leo and Eris. Yeah.
And he likes furries. So.
I love your people.
Obviously.
Now. Yeah, obviously. Okay, we got one from New Hampshire. I wonder who that'll be. Hello, is this Seamus?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, hi, Seamus.
Hello. Hey, Seamus. Long time no see.
Yeah, long time no talkie there, buddy. Hey, do you have a question for Scott Ramsumer?
Yeah, Yeah, I do. Which VG Cat's character is his favorite?
All right. That's the question from Seamus, who we love and appreciate in all ways. What VG Cat's character is your favorite?
Probably Krug.
Krug, of course, dude. It's everyone. Even,
that's why
yours.
I don't see him in many comics. I really don't want to ruin him as a character.
Do you get that question a lot? Do people say, where's Krug? We want more Krug. And you're like, dude, I don't want to overuse
people
him.
People say, why did you kill Hobo?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, why did you? Just kidding. Hi, who's this? You're on Extra Life Radio.
Hey, this is Spencer from Massachusetts.
Well, hello, Spencer.
Close to Seamus.
Oh, that's you're dangerously close to Seamus. I would be worried about that.
Yeah. Hopefully I'm safer than you.
Yeah, I think you'd be okay. But thanks for calling the show. Do you have a question for Scott Ramsumer?
Yeah, I saw I don't know if it was a fake VG Cats comic rolling around the internet, but it was called like Comic X or Comic Zero, and it was making light at how you can never update on Mondays.
Oh, you want to know if he knows who did that? Is that the question?
Yeah, or if he actually did do it.
All right, well, let's find out. Thanks for the call. So, Scott, what's the origin of that thing?
It sounds like he's talking about that porn comic dude made.
Oh.
He imitated my art style to try to make it look like I drew that.
So that was purposeful.
And I've never heard the end of it to this day.
Is it still out there? Does this person still do this?
It is absolutely still out there. No, he's a nice guy.
Huh. How well would you grade him on copying your style is the question.
He did a good job of copying it. Oh, man, I just wish people wouldn't make the mistake it for mine.
So, that's interesting because Mr. Ransomera's comic, VG Cats, is one of the most imitated comics I have ever seen. I mean, you see VG Cats wannabes pop up all over the place all the time.
Yeah, that's true. It's very, very commonly copied. No question about it. You and Penny Arcade gets a bit of that. Heck, I've even seen a couple of people do that online.
I'm a ripoff of Penny Arcade, so I don't know what that says about other people.
Well, you got cats and stuff. That's just different. So.
Oh, it's completely different.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Hi, welcome to Extra Life Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's old man Frank's again.
hey, old man.
That's
all right, man. You can call any time. What do you have another question for the VG Cats man?
Well, not really. I just kind of took pity on you, darn it.
All right, thanks, old man Franks. We appreciate it. Have a nice day.
George Bush.
Hi, this is Extra Life Radio. Who's this?
Hi, this is Anton.
Anton, where do you call from? Where do you hail from, sir?
I hail from the land of the Maryland.
Ah, Maryland, where they have, like, what do you do there? Is there anything cool there?
There are crabs of blue.
Cool. You have a question for Scott Ramsumer by chance?
Yes, I do.
Please, give it.
Scott?
Yes.
If you were forced to quit webcomics, what would force you to quit webcomics? What extreme would force you?
All right, very good question. Scott Ramsumer, what extreme would force you out?
Scott.
Yes.
We lost Scott.
Oh, damn it. Hi there, who's this?
This is Pizza Hut calling from Canada.
You guys have Pizza Huts up there? That's amazing.
Well, you know, when we can heat the pizza up and dust off the ice.
Well, sweet. So does Pizza Hut have a question for Scott Ramsumer by chance?
Yeah, it actually does.
What does it? What's the answer? Or what's the question?
Yeah, give us the answer.
I don't know. I can
phrase
it kind of like a Jeopardy question.
All right, do it. Ask it with an answer, and I'll see if we know what the question is.
If you were to have one of your cats order a pizza, how many pizzas would it order?
It's still the same as a regular question, but that's all right. We like that question.
We were playing something like Jeopardy here.
Well, if Scott, no, he had it backwards. If Scott was actually back, we could have an answer to that. What thing would stop you from doing VG Cats?
I'd really rather not have to think about that.
Yeah,
it has to be a lot.
That's depressing.
Yeah, it kind of is depressing. I mean, for me to stop doing mine.
No, a question like that.
You'd have to cut my arm off or something. Some terrible thing like that. I don't know.
If some terrible tragedy were to befall me.
Yeah, that's maybe. That's about right. Well, thanks everybody for your calls. That was excellent. We appreciate them all. We'll have to do this again.
About the Pizza Hut question?
Oh, yeah. Somebody called and said, "How? What was it? How many cats If you if your cats could order a pizza, how many pizzas would they order? It makes me want to shoot myself to even ask the question.
That's a weird question.
Yeah. I think a little part of me died there.
But I do have to tell Mr. Ranzamera, that call was from Canada.
Yeah, it was from Canada.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Probably a friend
that
of yours.
I'm really surprised we have phones up here.
Yeah, I'm impressed. I'm impressed out there in the Yukon or whatever it is they're called up there. Well, I got to tell you, dude, it was a pleasure having you on. You are, of course, welcome back to the show anytime. So thanks. Not you, Brian. You're here every week.
So you're talking to me?
Yeah, in another 100 shows, we'll ask you all the same questions again to see how things are going with you. How's that?
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, it's been a lot of fun.
Well, thanks, dude. You're welcome back anytime. Big thanks to thanks to Brian. Thanks to everybody for being here. Great chat room tonight. Thanks to all those guys for being here. 135 of you. It's a good number. I'll have the show up shortly. You can hear the whole thing in beautiful high definition. Or not really, but. So look forward to that. Thanks, everybody, for being here. If you want to be part of the show, give us a call. The number to call is 801-471-0GOB. Leave us a voicemail. We'd be happy to play it on the show. Send us an email, myextralife@gmail.com or extralifradio@gmail.com. It doesn't matter which one. You can send us audio files or the written word, and we would be glad to consider either. Until next week, which will be show number 147. Everyone have an excellent time. See ya.
Previously on Extra Life Radio.
You have like a quarter of a testicle? Is that what that is?
Again and again and again and again.
Jeez, they came out of the woodwork. We swap those guys out every time one of them kicks the bucket. You got your thing and your whatnot and your who's it. Really.
One of the guys that was Colombian Mickey Mouse.
Get away from my car. Man, that was one of his best calls ever. It wasn't like stocky or anything. No one lines up for the Bible. You have a problem with that, right?
Dude, yeah.
Go read the Pokemon books. They're really good. Juan Valdez can buy one. It's kind of military porn in a way.
I love it.
Gosh darn it, I agree. You got to have some inflection there.
Hello, Extra Life Radio listeners. This is Rico with another review for you. Number 42, actually. This review has been a little pre-recorded because I am away in Taiwan on business right now. So I recorded this a couple days ago and sent it off to Scott. I want to talk about two older kind of classic sci-fi TV shows that are now available. The first one I want to talk about is called Voyagers. This ran back around 1982-83, starred John Eric Hexum, who died at a very young age of only 26. Anyway, the show that was called Voyagers. It was kind of a family-based show. Hexum's character, Phineas Bogg, was a time traveler. He had this cool little device called an Omni, and he traveled around to different points in history to try to stop things from going wrong, basically. It was only lasted a season, 20 episodes. It just came out on DVD, so I thought I would mention it. The other show I wanted to talk about is from the 1977-78 season, and it is the TV series based on the movie Logan's Run. This show starred Gregory Harrison in the role of Logan and Heather Menzies in the role of Jessica. This has not been available really until just now. It's on iTunes actually for download, but not available on DVD. It was a cool little show, a little dated looking right now. They had a traveling companion, a robot, and this had this weird vehicle they traveled around the landscape and countryside with. But it's kind of fun for the novelty sake a little bit. Anyway, that's out on iTunes. Voyagers is out on DVD. This is Rico signing off for this week.
Fascinating.
I am a virgin.
This is a question for Mr. VG Katz. Just want to know, on your website you always claim that you have updates on Mondays, and it does take a while. I know you go to a lot of conventions and everything. I was just wanting to know if you're ever going to get back to updating on Mondays. Thanks a lot.
Hey, ELR crew. Hey, Scott Ramsumer. This is Carlos Lituga from NonsenseComics.com. I have two questions for you. The first one is, when did you get that adventure log gig? How did Square Enix approach you, and what are you winning off of it? And my second question is, Are you still living off the income of your webcomic? Well, that's it. Good luck and have a nice show.
Hey, Scott, I'm listening again. I just wanted to emphasize Neal Stephenson. I heard you talking about John Rollins and how you like all that historical and cold Solomon stuff. If you like that, you'll love Neal Stephenson, especially Cryptonomicon you want to check out, and the Baroque Cycle. A lot of historical fiction, a lot of old-timey computer stuff, a lot of ciphers and code-breaking. All in all, very good reads. As I mentioned earlier, you should start with Snow Crash, which is just about the best damn book I've ever read. Catch you guys later.
Hello, Extra Life crew. I just got done listening to your latest book episode, and one I got to throw out that I don't think anyone mentioned is the author Christopher Moore. He does some really cool stuff. I highly recommend checking out Lamb, A Gospel According to Biff, Christ Childhood Pal. Awesome hysterical read. If you're kind of like into the whole Douglas Adams kind of thing, I think Christopher Moore is definitely up your alley. So it's not sacrilegious or anything. It's just really, really funny. All right. Keep up the good work and look forward to next show. Bye.
Low battery? Oh, shoot me in the face.